Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sandy Consuegra. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carrasquel for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Kell reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is walked intentionally. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft strikes out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Heft covering, for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kell is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Niemann goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. Consuegra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra juggles the ball. That's an error on Consuegra. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. McGee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McGee. Tuttle moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Tuttle scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Phillips now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Del Singh for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Ed McGee. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Minoso is hit by the pitch. George Zivarink now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Minoso moves to third. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Bob Niemann. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is walked intentionally. Kell moves to second. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing center field. Stan Jock now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 4 in the game. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Fortnelis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fortnelis is 0 for 1 in the game. Fortnelis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Fortnelis moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fortnelis scores. Carrasquel moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.